Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the show. Happy December 11th if you're listening to this episode live. We are almost to Christmas. We have a couple weeks to go, and I hope you're really enjoying this season. Last week's episode was one of my favorites that I've recorded in a while. If you haven't listened to it, make sure to go back and give that episode a listen about going from misalignment to expansion, to what it looks like to playing big in 2025, because we're almost there. Like, I don't know. This is such a weird time of year, right? So Thanksgiving break, my kids are off for an entire week. Coming into Christmas, they're off for like 2 weeks. You don't know what day it is. You don't know what time it is. You don't know where you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to be doing. It's just like, for many of us, it's a crazy time of year. You may have a bunch of holiday parties and events and different places to be, and you might have 25 different theme days to dress your kids up as for school. Like yesterday was Grinch Day. We have all of these different theme days, and it's a lot of moving parts to keep track, okay? Especially as if you're a mom, if you're a woman listening to this, most people listening to this podcast are women. Welcome to like maybe my husband and one other dude. I don't know. Maybe somebody sent this to their husband or partner or whatever. But we have a lot of mental load that we carry, especially coming into the last month of the year. And it can be challenging to sustain the energy that we want to be bringing into this season. It can feel like we're burnt out, like we're, you know, just kind of going from point A to point B. And maybe you're in a season that you're like, no, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really expansive. I'm feeling very present and in the moment. And that's what we're all trying to achieve. Maybe not everybody, but I would say, you know, a big majority of people, we're looking to achieve that level of inner peace and feeling extremely present, first and foremost with yourself, and then with the people around you, with your family, your kids, and whoever else that you're sharing your life with. But it can feel like a lot sometimes, and we're living in the human experience. So we're not meant to be in this joy, you know, mindset all of the time, right? We are designed, our lives are designed to experience the ebbs and the flows, to have the highs and the lows. Okay. Sounds like a poet here. But truly, we're meant to be experiencing all different emotions. So you could be feeling real good one moment, and then all of a sudden you get this thought or memory or this thing comes up and you're like, whoa, this took a turn. And now I'm starting to feel a little bit different than I was just feeling. And if we're not super aware of when these moments, these triggers, these activation points come up in our lives, it's very easy to allow those things, those situations, those thought patterns to take us back a couple steps. And that can be very frustrating because you might feel like you're on this really beautiful path of momentum. And then all of a sudden it's like, boom, this thing happens and it sets you back. And it could be something as simple as a text from a family member. Somebody makes a comment about something. You get an alert on your phone or an email comes through or just your own thought comes up and you're like, whoa, where did that come from? And now you're noticing your energy start to dip, or you're making decisions from a different place, or you're reverting back to old habits or patterns that feel safe, but we know better now that those really aren't the best choices to be making in certain circumstances, right? So I really wanted to dive into. It's almost like a part two of last week's episode of sustaining your energy, staying aligned, staying expansive. And I am in the process of creating something that's like a tangible product that you'll be able to hopefully order and purchase starting in 2025. I'm having like a prototype. I don't know, a sample made of something that I'm going to test it out and see if this is something that everyone else would want, because I sure as heck do. Okay. It's not a journal or anything like that, but it's something that makes me feel real good. So hopefully you'll be seeing that in 2025. Also, before I get into today's episode, if you've been following along on Instagram, I briefly touched on it last week. We got a cat. Okay. We got a cat. His name is Harvey. And I don't know if I shared about, maybe I did share about it last week, because I think I did. Now that I'm sitting here recording, I'm like, I think I remember briefly talking about it. But he is just the sweetest. If you are looking for content that will brighten your day, make sure to hop over to Instagram. Give me, you know, maybe we're already friends on Instagram at Mallory Campbell. I share him in my stories like every day. And he's just this tiny little Swiffer floof that just runs around, and he is just, oh my God, I can't get anything done. I can't get anything done around my house because all I want to do is cuddle this dang cat. Okay. Oh my God. He's so cute. So if you haven't been over on Instagram, go check it out, because you're missing out. He's got bright blue eyes, and he's like a lightish, whitish color with like gray little paws, and his ears are like a brownish gray. Oh my God. I just want to eat him. My 6-year-old is like, I just want to eat your toes. I'm like, I know, man. I know. We just want to carry him around and pet him all day. And he is just the cuddliest. He comes right up to you and wants to be held. And he just likes to lay and cradle himself like a baby in your arms. And he just sleeps right next to us. Oh my God. Even Jeremy is like liking the cat. Okay. We'll be laying in bed watching TV. I'll run to the bathroom or whatever. And then he'll be like playing with the cat who's laying next to him in bed. It's great. He's like a therapy cat. Somebody asked me if he was a therapy cat. And I'm like, he's not. But this type of cat, he's a ragdoll. And they're like meant like to just kind of go with the flow. I can't wait to show you what we got my 6-year-old who's turning 7. His birthday's in December. Shout out to any moms who have kids with December birthdays. I have a December birthday, so I know what it's like. My little one is 10 days from Christmas, and he had, you know, his original due date, if you don't know this, he came 3 weeks early. He was supposed to be an early January baby, and he made his debut middle of December. So 2 December birthdays in the family, and we are, you know, I'm doing my best since I know what it's like to have a December birthday. It was always like, well, this is for your birthday and for Christmas, you know, and I'm trying. Actually, I am. I know I'm doing it. I'm making it so that his birthday is not lumped in and combined with Christmas. It's its own special day. He's having a donut themed birthday party. It's a very, very small little get together with, you know, just a few friends, but he picked a donut theme, and we're doing like a donut bar where you can like decorate your own birthday. Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme. He requested he wants 2 chocolate fountains that are like 5 feet tall. And I'm like, listen, man, we're not an event catering company. I don't have access to 5 feet tall chocolate fountains, nor should we have those in our house. Could you imagine a couple 6 and 7-year-olds, like, you know, with 5 feet chocolate fountains? That's no. I mean, maybe, but probably not. So we're going to do like the Amazon ones that sit on our counter, but we're going to like decorate donuts. It's going to be a whole thing. But anyway, this is besides the point. But that's just one more thing, right? We're just adding on the craziness of the month of December. And I find myself going in these waves as well. Like, I'll find myself having these ebbs and flows of like, okay, sometimes I feel that creative hit and I'm like, okay, I really want to create something. And other times I want to just cuddle this damn cat. And I'm like, I'm getting nothing done. And all I'm doing is laying around petting this kitten. He's not going to be a kitten forever. I know this. So I'm trying to soak it up. Okay. I have kids. I know it's not the same. Okay. Dogs, cats are not the same as pets, but I'm like, I also want to enjoy him as a baby because he's so cute. But with all that being said, the importance of sustaining our momentum, and you might find yourself in more of a dip the entire month of December. And coming in, like, sometimes I feel like it kind of extends into the first week of January. We got to, like, most people try to just quote unquote get through the new year. Nope. Most people aren't starting, you know, like a lot of people are like, I got to start January 1st. Like that's when everything starts. The diet starts. I'm getting my life together January 1st. No, because that you're coming right off of New Year's Eve and our kids are still off of school. And it's like, maybe some of you don't go back to work, you know, until a few days after the new year. I don't know. So usually it's like a couple days into January when you really start to want to get your shit together. Like I take almost all of my Christmas decorations down right after Christmas. Now we're having a couple more holiday parties that week between Christmas and New Year's. So I'm going to leave it up. We have a 15-foot Christmas tree. And we have somebody come do that professionally because it would take me, like if me and Jeremy were to do it, it would take us a week. They come here at 6 a.m. and they leave about 3 or 4 p.m. They assemble the entire tree, decorate it from top to bottom, and then they do our garland as well. He actually designed and decorated our garland when we moved in the house. He built it for us, which is really cool. So this year I'm like, all right, I'm going to leave it until at least the first of the year. But I'm the type of person that wants all of my Christmas stuff gone right after Christmas. I want a clean slate. I want my neutral, clean home back without all of the explosion of Christmas stuff all over. So usually this kind of holiday energy, which I love, and I love to take full advantage of just being in the moment and not overly launching things or creating stuff. And on the back end, I will do that. But I also want the priority of this season for me personally to be with family and creating memories and being home with the kids and watching Christmas movies and all of those fun things. So the importance of sustaining momentum, give yourself a lot of grace and compassion. I know that sounds like a broken record when someone's like, just give yourself grace, you know, and it's like, if I have to hear that one more time, if I'm moving something through something difficult, like I don't want to hear it, right? But if you sit down and really reflect on what that means for you, you might be able to pull out some different things, some different aspects of that about what it would actually look like to be able to give yourself a little compassion and empathy and allow yourself to really experience and feel what this season should feel like. And that looks different for everybody. And I understand that the holidays for some people, maybe you're one of them, might be a really difficult time. It brings up a lot of family stuff. It can bring up memories and pain and different things if you've lost a loved one or you're moving through a difficult time of year. And that is also absolutely okay to be able to experience and honor those moments for yourself as well. And with that being said, if you are somebody, because I did want to come off of the theme and the vibe and the energy of last week's episode, that's what I'm going to be tapping into today. But I did just want to say that to honor you and whatever you're moving through. But playing big in 2025, sustaining the momentum, okay? It's not just about making really bold, huge moves time after time after time. Those are very important, but it's also about staying really consistent even when challenges do come up in your life. So what is that going to look like when these things, not if these things, because again, human experience, shit's going to come up. So when these things arise, how are you still going to be able to stay consistent as you can while honoring your feelings, while processing your emotions, while being very present and aware, identifying them, addressing them, moving through them, finding the support that you need, and really look at how, when those things come up, how your doubts or external circumstances might tempt you and kind of like be that little voice on your shoulder to pull you back. So again, we're just bringing more awareness around these things. Last week, we talked a lot about taking a little assessment of your life, what it is that you actually want, and just start to notice, address how doubts or these external circumstances might tempt you to start shrinking back and playing a little smaller. So we are going to experience that emotional roller coaster, right? There's going to be the highs and the lows, especially if you're starting to step out of your comfort zone a little bit more. I had some really cool messages come out of last week's episode about just like, I really needed to hear that message because I realize I've been playing small in different areas of my life. Some are reflecting of jobs or careers or family or different things that you're creating on the back end of your business. And it's like, people have been sitting in this and like, I've just kind of been putting it off and putting it off. And it's really powerful when you can hear a message. And I always subscribe to the idea of, you know, take what you want and leave what you don't. Whatever resonates with you, take that, take it with you. Whatever doesn't at this time, leave it. You can come back to it, right? So there are different tools to be able to manage the self-doubt, feelings of rejection, fear of failure, failure of not being enough, of looking stupid, of, you know, really worrying about and putting other people's expectations before your own expectations. And I talk about it all the time. It's the biggest part of my work and my offerings and my coaching is breath work and somatic grounding and journaling and looking at your affirmations and really developing a relationship with your body that you can pick up on the signals that it's giving you and really bring awareness of like, oh shit, I'm starting to feel this pit in my stomach or I'm feeling a tightness in my chest. What does that mean to you? What is your body trying to signal and tell you? What is it that your body needs? Are you avoiding the things that your body and your mind are trying to tell you and show you? And usually they start off as like a low whisper. And then if we ignore them and shove them down, they get louder and then they get louder and then they start screaming at you. And then sometimes those manifest into physical symptoms like sickness or injury, right? And you're just like, oh my gosh, like this came out of left field. It's like, did it? Sometimes it does. Of course, we get sick and different things come up in our lives, but sometimes you can trace them back to little key moments of what your body is trying to signal and show you. And you're like, oh, if I was just would have listened. And this isn't the open invitation to start guilting yourself or feeling, you know, shame about not tuning into those things. Everything has a lesson that you can be able to look at. And you're like, oh, okay. Moving forward, if this is what I experience, now I know I can slow down a little bit, tune in, and really ask myself what that means, right? So we can expand without the burnout, the role of self-care, boundaries, okay, that's thrown out there a lot, is so crucial to maintaining an energy level that feels in alignment to you, but still feels a little stretchy. Right? So specific practices you can tap into, schedule rest in your calendar, delegate some tasks, create some rituals or practices that replenish your energy. That if you look at your calendar and you're going through all of your things and you're like, every single one of these things depletes me, this group of friends that I'm seeing this day, like I feel like shit when I leave them, it might be time for a little assessment. You're like, okay, I'm going to start looking at these things. And it doesn't mean just, you know, get the axe out and start slashing people from your life, but just start to bring awareness around this and really looking at how somatic practices and embodiment work can help you stay in alignment with what you're really creating. Like that big why you hear people talk about, and you're like, well, why are you doing this? Like, why? And sometimes it's really challenging to answer that. But if you can reverse engineer, like we talked about last week, you can really gain a lot of clarity, and even more clarity is going to come from clearing out that stuck energy in your body. And this is why for 2025, I'm creating even more in-person workshops and potentially extending them to, you know, if you're not local here in Michigan, to women virtually to be able to tap into some of these practices. So there might be some signs and key things that you can start to notice and start to recalibrate when you're feeling out of alignment. Signs you might be slipping back into old patterns, playing small, avoiding things, procrastinating, people-pleasing tendencies. If you start to notice these things, take a beat, take a pause, and just take a deep breath and just bring awareness around. I think I've said awareness 57 times in this podcast, but truly, it's a season of life that I'm entering into, that I'm like, okay, where can I notice these things more and take accountability? So simple steps to start course correcting: pause, reflect, and take a micro step towards this alignment that you're searching for, this clarity that you're searching for. And different things are going to work for different people. So be very open and flexible for trying on different things for size. And you can simply ask yourself, what's one action that can be very, very tiny, very micro, that feels expansive to you right now? And just stop what you're doing, tune into your body, listen to what it has to say. So often you might ask yourself something and the first thing that you think of, we're like, no, that's stupid. No, I don't have time for that. No, I can't do that right now. That's not convenient. Start getting really curious as to why you're having that reaction. Because for me, that's where I start to notice like some of my self-sabotaging behavior, some of my projector bitterness comes out. And I'm like, I don't have time for that right now. That's stupid. Like, and I'm like, okay, girlfriend, you decide. No, meaning me. You asked for this. You're asking for change. You're asking for expansiveness. Your body is signaling to you. Your mind is telling you exactly what you need. And you ain't listening. So of course, you're not seeing the shifts and changes that you really want. Okay. And I try to not get judgmental with myself as much as I can, but sometimes that's the first thought. And we're not always in charge of the first thought that we have. You can be in control, in charge of the second thought. How can we workshop this together? Meaning with yourself. Okay. We can build resilience, for the long game. The importance of inner resilience when playing big over a long stretch of time, like how can you lean into that? Practice it. Gratitude journal. Visualize your success. Celebrate your small wins, right? There are so many times in my life when things didn't go as planned and I had to and still do lean on how I can be resilient in my own life. Like I ain't giving up. I haven't come this far to only come this far. You know what I mean? As cliche as that sounds, I ain't stopping. Like every moment in my life, same thing, every moment in your life has led you here. We've been through and made it through the most challenging parts of our life because you're here and you did it. So don't forget that. Don't forget that you've made it through your hardest day this far. And you are going to continue to make it through those hard, tough moments and days and seasons of life. You've done it before and you've done it again because you're continuing to grow and expand. Every day, every season, you're adapting new tools and new practices. And if you can lean in and trust yourself enough, oh man, like it's going to get so much better than you could have ever imagined because you have the power to lean in. You have the power to create whatever it is that you desire to create. We're our own worst critic and enemy, truly. We love as a society, like we love it to blame everyone else. Well, if this person just didn't do this or this situation didn't happen, and it's like, okay, we can play the blame game all day, every day, but think of how exhausting that is and how much more that contributes to leaning into burnout and getting farther away from that resilient energy and getting farther away from sustaining that momentum. Okay. So when these things come up, acknowledge them. We don't need to shame them and blame them. Thank you for being here. What are you trying to show me? And sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get to that place because something might come up in your life and you're like, well, F this. I ain't got time. I don't, woe is me. Like everything bad happens to me, right? We can enter into the victim mentality and mindset quite often. And it's part of it. It's part of being a human, right? Slow it down. Take a couple deep breaths, lean on some tools like I shared earlier. Maybe you have other ones that you're like, oh, you didn't say this one, and this is something that I absolutely love. One of my favorite tools is tapping, and I will bring this into some of my workshops as well. I actually helped a couple women in the last workshop that were really feeling a big, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a concentration of energy either in their mind, in their head, in their chest, and bringing some tapping and human connection to those spaces, breathing air, filling those areas of your body with breath, allowing those things to move and dissolve, you can literally physically start to shift the energy that feels stuck and stagnant in your body just with a few simple tactics and practices and rituals that you're like, I didn't realize it could be this simple. Wow, this is crazy, right? And now this isn't saying that this is going to then, you know, heal and solve all of your issues coming up, but it sure as heck is going to create a lot of space to be able to play with and get really curious around. And you're like, oh, I can just move and shift some of this energy that I can make more internal space that now I have the capacity to play a little bit bigger. That's how this whole thing works, right? So if we're feeling burnt out, if we're feeling up to our eyeballs in overwhelm and anxiety and stress, no wonder why we can't create anything. No wonder why we're getting stuck. No wonder why energy isn't flowing in and out of our bodies. No wonder why we're not tapping into abundance. We're feeling stuck and we're feeling constricted and everything is retracting and you're holding it all in. And I'm only speaking from experience. If we can learn to release, it's like a pressure cooker, right? When like, I think I have a rice cooker, but I don't think I have like a pressure cooker. That's what you call it, right? Or like a teapot and like everything's boiling and bubbling in there. And then all of a sudden, like the steam starts to come out the side and it's like whistling and shit. Like that can kind of feel what it feels like when we start to release. All the pressure builds inside. Now this could go one of two ways. One way, and I was just talking about this with a potential client of mine, and she was like, you know, all of this stuff is building up and it's going to come out. It's going to come out and it ain't going to be pretty. Yes, that's one route we can go down. It's like, I've been building all of this shit up inside and it ain't going to be on my terms when it comes out. We're going to implode. We're going to explode and everyone around me is going to feel the shrapnel and I'm going to feel all dysregulated inside. Like, I don't even know what to do. Number one. Number two, if we learn how to navigate that, when those signs and symptoms come up of like, oh, I'm feeling more overwhelmed today. I'm feeling a little bit more stressed. My chest is feeling tight. I'm starting to feel tightness in my hips. Like my jaw is feeling tense. If we start to learn how to use our somatic practices and tools, such as breath work, even a couple deep breaths. We can lean into tapping. We can lean into meditation. You can lean into and use movement and channel that energy with intention. This whole scenario is going to go a little different. You are going to have, and I don't like to say we're going to be in control. You're just going to feel more in alignment with your body. You're like, okay, here's the signs and symptoms that are coming up. Let's work with this. So it doesn't feel like the pressure cooker or steam coming out of your ears and everyone is like, what the hell is happening? Yourself included, right? So with all of that to be said, lean on the tools, okay? Come to some workshops, find some practices that feel really supportive. And one of the most important things that I didn't even touch on yet is the importance of community and people in your lives. I kind of touched on it a few minutes ago of like, okay, I'm looking at my calendar, I'm spending time with these people, and then next week I'm with this group of friends or I'm going to this gathering over here. If you feel like already, sometimes you can feel it before you even go, like as soon as it gets in your calendar and you're like, ugh, I don't like it. I know how I'm going to feel. That energy does not feel good. It's time to start looking at those things, okay? Because surrounding yourself, again, might sound like a broken record, but surrounding yourself with like-minded, supportive people is going to be so life-changing in this season coming up for you. Different masterminds, retreats, workshops, coaching containers, free groups, there's still Facebook groups, right? It doesn't matter. There are so many circles of women specifically that can keep your energy elevated. I was talking about this with another client of mine, with just how important it is to surround yourself, even if it's virtually, because you will start to feel energy leak on you, whether it is supportive or not supportive. You're going to be able to feel it. The more work you do, the deeper you go on your healing and expansion journey, you will become even more sensitive to different energies around you. It's part of it. You get to know yourself better. You're peeling back layers. You are getting like that close up look that you're like, I wasn't like this a year ago, but now I'm so freaking sensitive. And this is me, like so sensitive to people and their energy and their aura and the kind of vibes and, you know, all the stuff that they leak or that they are giving, right? There's like a couple different things that you might feel like leaky energy or very supportive, abundant energy, you'll be able to notice it. And I'm not saying it's good or bad. It just is. And it just is. Okay. We're not going to judge it. But you'll hear this, right? This is like a thing, right? You are the sum of the five people that you spend the most time around, whether it's in person or virtually. How are they supporting you? Are they helping you play big and expand? Or are you feeling like you have to shrink down around them, that you can't be your full self, that you can't share ideas that you have? This is such a big topic in when I used to run the level up groups, and I might bring one back for 2025, of the energy that you surround yourself with. If you do not feel safe and secure with sharing your big ideas, thoughts you're having, different things that are coming up for you, because it's unsafe and these people feel very judgy and just like, ooh, they have expectations and they're keeping you in this box, that doesn't feel really good. And we can only play that game for so long. And that sounds a little harsh. If you're looking to grow, you can stay there forever and be content. However, if you're listening to podcasts like this, chances are you're looking to grow, expand, and create lasting change. And that's going to require a different version of you to start showing up and making different choices in your life. So really take a look at the people you're surrounding yourself with. If you're looking for the most supportive, closed, intimate container, join us in Nashville. Like, it's going to change your life. April 8th through the 12th. It's going to change your freaking life. You also get 2 months of one-to-one coaching. Like, you will come out of those 2 months a changed woman. I promise you that. So before we before we end this podcast, I'll put it out there again, set some check-ins to maintain this alignment. Like if you look at your car needs maintenance. Not that you're a car, but you got to maintenance yourself. That sounds a little like, I don't know, take that whatever way that you want. Hey, you can look at it that way too. Okay. You need to maintain alignment. And if you are somebody who likes pen to paper and likes a calendar and likes a little bit of structure, every 3 months, schedule in a maintenance appointment with yourself. Reassess your goals, look at your actions, look at your vision, check in with your why. And you can ask these questions. You can write them down. Are you still aligned with your big vision? Because you may have changed. You may have pivoted. You may have elevated and didn't even realize it. And if you're running up against some misalignment, your vision and why may have changed. So give yourself the space to assess what's working, what's not. That's your next two questions. What's working? What's not working? And number three, what bold action step can you take next? Simple. Come back to the basics. Come back to simple. Okay. Anchor in your big why as regularly as you can. Okay. Keep it in the forefront. Put it on your wallpaper, on your phone. Make a vision board, right? Create space to be able to connect with your why and your vision often. Write it down. See it daily. Okay. Take the next big, bold step. And I love chatting with women. I've had some conversations this week, and I love how the universe just kind of connects people and with the timing. And it's so beautiful that you might be feeling in this season of like, I know there's more. I am looking for support on how to get there. I don't really know what that looks like, but I know I can't continue on in this space in order to get to where I want to go. And that is such a freaking powerful place to be. And that's where you can really lean on your community. Drop a DM, like head over to Instagram at Mallory Campbell. I would love to open this conversation. If you're feeling some sort of way like this, you're like, I'm feeling it. I just don't know what the next step is. It is so freaking beautiful. So take the next step. Okay. And I'll leave you with this. There's a couple more little prompts. I love a little prompt. So if you're looking to take that next step, write this question down. What's one thing you've been avoiding because it feels scary or overwhelming? And how can you commit to it today? What's one thing you've been avoiding because it feels scary or overwhelming? And how can you commit to it today? That's a big one. So that's like a juicy one. You can bite that off and chew on it for a little bit, right? See how that feels. See how it feels. Where have you been avoiding? And you might hear that right now and be like, F you, lady, I don't want to write that down, because that is my default. It's like, I don't like it. That feels a little scary. Okay. Sit with it. Come back to it. If you have that initial reaction, like in your body, and you're like, ooh, I don't know, I don't think I can do that right now, write it down and come back to it, because I promise you're going to be driving down the road one day and you'll be like, oh, this is it. This is what I've been avoiding because it feels a little scary to me right now. Beautiful. Lean into that. Okay? Lean into that. And a couple extra journal prompts that I'm going to leave you with. Okay? Kind of crossover from earlier. What does playing big mean for you? What does it mean? What small daily action can you commit to that aligns with this big vision? How will you celebrate showing up for yourself boldly this week? Celebrate yourself, girlfriend. Like, celebrate the shit out of yourself. Celebrate it. We often forget to acknowledge all the incredible things that you are doing. So even in this season alone, if you're listening to it in real time, Christmas season, you are the Christmas magic makers, women as a whole, usually. Okay. I'm not going to say it for everybody, but most women that I chat with, we make Christmas magic for everyone around us, right? We take on all the responsibilities of all of the things. Celebrate yourself for leaning into that. Celebrate yourself for what you're creating. Celebrate yourself for the kind of parent that you are, the kind of mother you are, the kind of partner you are, the friend that you are, the sister, the daughter, the wife. Celebrate yourself, okay? You're keeping your kids alive. You're making it to work every day, right? Celebrate the small things. You made coffee at home today, as I said. I didn't. I got Starbucks. I'm going to celebrate that too because I love Starbucks. If you're like, I'm trying to make coffee at home, I made coffee at home today and it was delicious, right? Like, celebrate the little things. You moved your body for 20 minutes. Okay. You listened to the podcast. You made it through 35, 36 minutes of this podcast. You did something for yourself today. Celebrate it. Okay. Celebrate it. And with that being said, I cannot wait to share what I have coming up for 2025. Okay. I've been working on something very exclusive and very special and very, ooh, it lights me up when I think about it. And I cannot wait to share what is coming. And it's going to be a mini version of kind of like a retreat. So keep your eyes out. Different things will be coming your way. More mind, body, breath workshops. And of course, the Nashville retreat, April 8th through the 12th, 2025. Click the link in the show notes and we can schedule our call. That we can chat all of the things and see if this is the right aligned fit for you. Okay. I hope you have a beautiful week and I'll see you next time. Hey, Quantum Queen. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.